What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of the Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about how sometimes when you're dealing with a narcissist, you try to convince yourself that you are in fault. Narcissists try to get you to convince yourself that you are actually the issue and not the narcissistic person that you are dealing with. So, one of the main things that I talk about when I'm doing my Zoom, you know, I do my consultations, my one-on-ones over Zoom and things like that. One of the main things that gets brought up is people feel like that they are to blame for a lot of things that went wrong in a narcissist relationship. In a toxic relationship with a narcissist, so many people feel like they are actually the issue, as opposed to putting the blame onto the narcissist, the person, for how they were treated and things like that. Of course, you know, what you allow is what will continue. But once you get out of a relationship, or you're still in it sometimes, you try to convince yourself, or the narcissist tries to convince you through gaslighting, manipulating you and things like that, that you were actually the huge issue in the relationship. You are the reason the relationship didn't work out. So many times that I get people that I talk to, and they say something, they're like, well, I made this mistake in the very beginning. Do you think that that changed the trajectory of our relationship? I say, no. Hey, I told them this little truth about me in the very beginning. And do you think that if I wouldn't have said things would have been different? No. So the timing would have been different. The love bombing phase might have lasted a little bit longer. But if you're dealing with a narcissist, the devaluation phase and the discard phase always come. And it doesn't, and people are like, well, I'm still with my narcissist. Discard does not always have to be a physical discard. It can be an emotional discard. A lot of people get discarded emotionally way before you get physically discarded. That is just a statement of fact right there. A lot of people get that emotional discard way before you get discarded physically. You know, if you might not get discarded physically, you know what I mean? If you're in your 60s or 70s, very rarely would a narcissistic person who is very codependent as well get rid of their main source of supply when they're 70 years old. They'll probably rather torture you for the rest of your life than to get rid of you. You know what I mean? So if you're dealing with toxic people, narcissists, or whoever you are dealing with, understand that when you're dealing with them, that it comes with those, you know, those small caveats and things like that. So if you're dealing with toxic people, narcissistic people, or whatever, understand that that's part of the dynamic that you have to deal with. They're going to try to convince you that you were the issue. Literally, y'all, there's nothing that you can change about yourself that would have changed the trajectory of your relationship with a narcissist. The patterns are always the same. The patterns are literally always the same with narcissists. How long it takes the patterns to play out is the difference. Is the difference a lot of times, but the patterns are always going to be the same. They just are. And I wish a lot of people, more people will understand. Take the pressure off of yourself. Take it off of yourself. Yes, if you go back, what you allow will continue. They're not going to change for you. Just like they're not going to change for the next person for an extended period of time. Well, they look so happy on social media. Of course. Who the hell wants to look sad in a new relationship on social media? I'm in a new relationship, guys, and I'm as sad as I can be. But here's a picture of me and her together. What the hell? Who would do that? Nobody does that. You know what I mean? Y'all expect people. Are you going to be on, unless you're trying to get sympathy from somebody, are you going to be online posting sad stuff online, try to be sad, try to appear sad to people? No. You're going to try to appear happy too, just like the narcissistic person is. Like, they're going to appear. Narcissistic robot have to rethink. I'm back. Sorry, y'all. But yeah, narcissists want to convince you that you were the issue. They want to convince you that you were not good enough. That if you made these changes about yourself, the relationship would have been different. No, it would not have been. I'm here to tell you. But even in my situation with my wife right now, there's nothing that would have been different in our relationship. Eventually, the emotional discard would have happened. Just like my son's mom previous to her. Just like my ex in between them. The emotional discard happens first. I'm very bad at physically discarding people. Emotionally, I throw you out the door emotionally. Emotionally discard, where you withdraw affection, caring, and love and stuff like that. I'm good at that. But the physical part is what I have a problem with. I'm the type of narcissist that makes you discard me. They make you break up with me. So I can play the victim. I tried my hardest, y'all. What do y'all expect me to do? I'm posting happy stuff online. I'm inspiring and stuff for everybody else. But at home, treating the wife and kids terribly. So everybody thinks you're doing good, but at home is a different life. You know what I mean? So I'm the type of narcissistic person that will do that right there. Would just get rid of you emotionally before physically. I make you physically discard me. But that's the process a lot of people run into right there, y'all. It just is. Yeah, are you perfect? No. So many people say that when I'm doing one-on-ones, like, no, I'm not perfect by any means. Of course you're not perfect. Nobody is perfect. The narcissistic person might act like they are perfect, but no, the hell they are not perfect by any means, any way of the world in this situation right there. By no means are the narcissistic people perfect. They are just not. They want to convince you, convince you that they think they're perfect and you are the issue, but that's the point. Y'all want to change so much about yourselves to fit the narcissist narrative, to fit their story, to stay as a part of their life. What about your life? You know what I mean? What about your happiness? Why are y'all so content at trying to make somebody else happy at the sacrifice of your own happiness and well-being? Codependency sucks, y'all. And being an empath or whatever, empath, whatever, how you pronounce that word, because I've heard people pronounce it in so many different ways. What is it like? That sucks to want to sacrifice yourself for somebody that can't love you the way that you need to be loved. And before y'all hop on here at me, just like, well, Lee, you're married and you say you love your wife. Why can't they? Why do y'all keep comparing me to unaware, basic, narcissistic people? Why do y'all keep doing it? What makes you think on my channel that I've been doing for 2 years now? What makes you think I'm the same as them? Yeah, my behaviors and my traits are still going to be the same, but I'm aware of the things that I do. I've been working on myself for 5 years, 10 years before that, just self-personal development. What makes you think I'm the same as some bum-ass dude out here or some bum-ass chick or woman out here doing this mess? What do you think? Huh? No, I'm not the same as them. I'm working on myself. That means like, well, Lee, you're married. Baby, baby, baby. I understand that I'm married. I know I'm married. I was there when I got married. You know what I mean? But like I said, it's just like, it's a process, y'all. And the process dictates that you understand that you can't change yourself enough to be with a narcissist for an extended period of time. I know some people, well, I'm going to try to make it work with mine. Then you have to accept that narcissistic person for who they are. That's going to be another video coming up. So you have to accept them for who they are. I'm going to do a longer video on that one. But you just have to. You can't change them. You can't change me. My wife can't change me. Yo, what did she do? She didn't do anything, y'all. She literally left. That makes it seem like she had a spell cast or some shit, like put a spell on me or a hex on me or something to make me a better person. No. I've been wanting to work on myself for a long time. I'm working on myself right now. This video right here, this podcast you're hearing, is me working on myself, y'all. It just is. So, sorry I went off on a tangent, but y'all be seeing those comments, and y'all like, well, at least stop reading the comments. I have to read the comments. That's how I get the ideas for the videos. You got to stop reading them. I get it. But yeah, y'all, you can't change yourself. You cannot morph yourself into something that a narcissist wants you to be. You just don't have that ability. And why would you want to morph yourself into something for a narcissist? For the shot at happiness, y'all, the shot at happiness, y'all be taking the shot at happiness. When there's a whole pool of good people that will treat you better, but you want this one person, you want this one black, dark-hearted fish. There's plenty of fish in the sea, but I want that black, dark-hearted, evil fish with the red, glowing eyes right there. Give me that one. Hey, but there's some blue-eyed angel fish over here. Give me that devil fish right now. Stop fighting me. Give me that damn devil fish right now. I want it. And then you get it, and then you get mad. What the hell did I just say, y'all? They ran out devil fish. I'm sorry, y'all. That was stupid. That's never me. I'm sorry, y'all. I've cracked myself up. I know a lot of y'all like my comedy and the humor I add to this channel, but like, I crack myself up sometimes because I don't know what I'm going to say, y'all. I get the topic idea and I just start talking, literally. But yeah. So as a narcissist, I want to convince you that you need to change for me. That's literally it. I want to convince you as a person that you need to change for me. Because I want you to feel like you need to change yourself to fit my narrative. Because once you change yourself or you feel like you're the issue, you lose. Once a narcissist convinces you that you are the issue, you lose. It's as simple as that. There's no middle ground. There's no nothing right there in the between. Once they convince you that you are the issue, you absolutely lose to them. Well, Leo, I didn't know I was in a battle. Now you do. Now you do. This is the information that's provided for y'all. Like I said, again, I'm not telling y'all to leave and run away from narcissistic people. I know this is the message y'all think I'm trying to convey. I'm trying to convey the message that you need to leave and choose. You need to pick you. It's okay to choose yourself. What does choosing yourself look like? If choosing yourself means you stay in a toxic relationship and acquiesce to their behaviors, you just mold, you just accept them for who they are and the behaviors that they do, the cheating, the lying, whatever, then that's what it is for you. You know, choose yourself. It's not a big issue to choose yourself, y'all. It's not a problem choosing yourself. Be happy with you. Maybe y'all got to hop off here at a one-on-one right now. But like I said, April 6th, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have the live webinar question and answer session coming up called How to Recognize and Overcome Narcissistic Abuse. The link is in my bio. And also, there's a new app out, y'all, called the Quilt app. Q-U-I-L-T. The link is going to be in my bio for that as well. It's a voice-only app for a safe space for survivors and self-care and things like that. Download the app. It's in my bio and whatnot. I'm going live on that app, like voice chat. You don't have to show your face on camera. Voice chat. it's the Quilt app. Search mental illness on there. Or just like I said, just the link is in my bio for that. Thank y'all for tuning in. Like and subscribe for more. Mental illness is out. Peace. And my podcasters, thank y'all so much, y'all. I got to hop over here, though. Have to hop over here. Peace. Thank y'all so much. Hit that 5 stars. Thank you. Peace.